With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden has doubts about whether the November election will be peaceful.
During his first ever appearance inside the White House briefing room, the president was asked about the upcoming election.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful.
He said he had doubts about post-election safety because of what Donald Trump said after the 2020 election, comments Mr. Biden described as dangerous. Trump continues to insist that he won 4 years ago and says he will only accept the outcome of November's election if it's fair. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, National Hurricane Center says people in Florida should take notice. Milton, right now, still a tropical storm off the coast of Mexico, but it is gaining strength and likely to intensify rapidly as it moves across the Gulf. Senior hurricane specialist Eric Blake says many communities in Florida need to prepare now for the storm.
We're expecting a significant hurricane to affect the Florida peninsula midweek. Exactly what portion of it, we're not sure yet. But residents, from the Big Bend to the Florida Keys should be paying close attention.
Meanwhile, the death toll from Helene stands at 227 right now as the grim task of recovering bodies continues more than a week after the monster storm ravaged the U.S. Southeast. A Minnesota man has been arrested, that after allegedly threatening to, quote, shoot up a Minneapolis synagogue. Staff at Temple Israel reported to police on September 11th they had received a number of phone calls. Russian forces attacking Ukraine overnight with 87 drones and a report of 4 different types of missiles. This is SRN News. A new study of church attendance.
Researcher Ryan Burge has been analyzing data from the Cooperative Election Study, and it reveals that among self-identified evangelical Christians, only 31% say they go to worship services at least once a week. 10% show up at least once a month, while 13% only make it once a year. The polling data also reveals that 10% of self-identified evangelicals never attend church services. That's up from 3% in 2008. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some parents say their rights were violated when they were barred from a New Hampshire school grounds for wearing wristbands in protest of a boy playing in a girls' soccer game. That lawsuit follows a September 17th match. A 15-year-old boy playing on the team as he and another boy are challenging a New Hampshire ban in a court of law. This is SRN News. Well, the holidays, no surprise, are the busiest time of the year for many retailers and other businesses.
But the holidays this year could be particularly challenging. Although inflation has retreated, small businesses are still dealing with high costs, and consumers have been tightening the purse strings also. Stepping up marketing is one way to bolster holiday results. In a survey by email marketing firm Constant Contact, 51% of small business owners say they believe social media marketing and email marketing have the biggest impact on their holiday goals. John Scott reported.
Transgender issues and the death penalty highlight the Supreme Court's new term that begins tomorrow, and there's the prospect of the court's intervention in voting disputes lurking possibly in the background. The justices are returning to the bench at a time when there are calls to limit their terms to 18 years. More details at SRNnews.com.